The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It is your boy, Cousin Ed. Cousin Ed's Corner. We're back. We're back. We're back with another one. This is a motivational Monday. Yes, we made it through the weekend. We're starting off the week and just trying to stay motivated to start the week off. And honestly, you should be excited for Monday. Like, I made it through the weekend. I get to start over again. Everything I didn't accomplish last week, I get to accomplish this week. So just want to start the week off with some positivity and just connecting with y'all. So before I go any further, definitely, as always, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you, for listening to the show. I want to ask you again to continue to share the show with your friends, family, and loved ones. Share with your coworkers. Share with a stranger. If you are in any of your apps, you can hit and get the link. Share with a stranger. I walk up to people and share different content from a lot of you, a lot of content creators that I love and respect. I share content with others. So definitely, let's keep the community growing and sharing the content, because we're trying to do some positive things over here. Also, if I like to hear from you, go to CousinEdsCorner.com. That's CousinEdsCorner.com. Across the top of the page says leave voicemail. Leave us a voicemail for the show. I love hearing everything that comes in, all of your prayers, all of your testimonies, all of your requests. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Lastly, for today, I'm going to say, in any app that you're in, be sure to like, share, follow. But definitely for Apple and Spotify and all those definite platforms that you listen to it on, be sure to like it there. It keeps their algorithm going and pushes up the show. So I did say last, but one other place that you can listen to the show is on YouTube. We started our YouTube channel there, doing pretty well there, but definitely you can listen on YouTube as well. So I got all that out the way. I hate the introductions, but it's like the beginning of any show. You got to, you know, give all your credits and everything else. So just going into the motivation for today. Listen, I heard a lot of good things over the weekend, and all of it's in my head running around. But I want to talk about intent. I want to talk about intent, right? One of the queens that I follow, Lisa Marie, talked about purpose, and it had me going back to another queen. And I talked about this before, but Atrice Hart talked about intent, and she, you know, it's when you stick a pin in you and you feel it, that thorn in your side. It's a good thorn. It's a good pain. But she talked about intent, like, why do we do things, and it being intentional and understanding why we're doing it. And it tied back to what Lisa Marie was talking about, purpose, and what is your purpose. And both of those this have something drawn on me, like pulling at me. And I wanted to share with you. Many of us myself included, do things and sometimes it gets routine. Sometimes it gets mundane. It's the thing I do. Why do you do that? It's the thing I do. But you have to think about, what is your purpose behind doing it, right? What is your intent? What do you want to get out of it, right? What is the outcome that you're trying to get? Who are you trying to fulfill? Is it yourself? Is it the world? Is it the job? What is your purpose behind it? And a lot of us go through these motions, and sometimes we get caught in the everyday motion of life. Life be life, and we get caught in the everyday motion of it. But you got to sit down. That's why, if you haven't caught any of my, any of our Sunday meditation or meditation for Sunday, if you haven't caught any of those, that's a good time to bring out your notebook and write down, what is your purpose? What is your intent? What are you planning to do? What are you planning to accomplish? What are you planning to complete? What are your goals? What am I trying to do with this person that I am? How am I trying to help others? I think it shouldn't always be about yourself, but you got to put self first. Just like when they say on the plane, if something happens, don't worry about the person next to you. Make sure you put your air mask on. You got to think about yourself first, but also, once you're secure, make sure you put the air mask on the others. What are you doing for this world? A lot of us have kids and we want to make sure we take care of our kids, but sometimes we're driving ourselves crazy, not taking care of ourselves. Make sure you take care of yourself. Be intentional with that. Another queen, Queen Jasmine, Coach Jasmine, talked about that. Self-care. Being sure you take care of yourself. It's so much that you have to do in this world every day that you got to make sure you stop for yourself, take care of yourself, and make sure that you are secure first. Make sure you are mentally checked in first, not checked out, checked in first, that you know what's going on with yourself. You could be going through this motion and tearing yourself down. You got to make sure you know what's going on with yourself, when you need to take a pause, when you need to take a step back, when you need some affirmations, when you need some confirmation that you're doing things right, when you just need a hug, when you need someone else to say it's okay. I talked to somebody yesterday and they were talking about, hey, they're going to get away to the beach by themselves. They're taking a trip solo, going down to the beach. Why are they doing that? Because they know they need it in their life. Sometimes you have to make sure you're okay. But the thing is, you're intentional with making sure you're okay. Because if not, guess what? Your body will let you know. Guess what? Everyone around you will see something is going on. That's when you start getting snippy with people. You start getting irritated. You start getting agitated. And you don't know why. Because you're not taking care of yourself. You're not intentionally taking care of yourself. You may not know your purpose. I'm going through this with no purpose at all. I'm just going through it. Now I'm just lost. Hopefully, I know many of us go through that. But sometimes you just need a reminder. You need to be grounded. Any of you know about electricity, right? Any of you know about electricity? Or you may see it in your bathroom, that little button that pops out, the grounded button. If you don't know about electricity, a circuit happens, electricity goes through it. But when something happens wrong, that grounder pops, and you get no more power until you reset that grounder. It happens on purpose, so your house don't catch on fire, so your utensils or your hair dryer, whatever you're using, doesn't catch on fire. It's a safety mechanism. Sometimes we need that safety mechanism inside of ourselves, that pause button to say, pause, hey, listen, reset. What is your purpose? What is your intent? Why are you doing this? And sometimes we have to say, listen, I got to change course. I can't do that anymore. I got to stop what I was doing because it's not healthy for me. It's not fulfilling my purpose. I don't feel like I am who I am because this is not me. One last thing. I could talk about this forever. I'm gonna bring some other people on that can articulate this a lot better and professionally than I can. But when you get to that point and you know that it's not fulfilling to you, you will be checked out. And no matter what happens, it's hard to pull you back in rhythm. I think about a car and its engine, right? If you don't take care of the engine, you don't put oil in the engine, you start hearing those little sounds, little knocking in your engine. You for those guys and somebody who's in tune with cars, you hear that little knocking in your engine. And you could try everything you want, Lucas and all kind of oils and everything else. It just won't come back the way it once was. So let's do some preventative maintenance in our life. Let's go ahead and get grounded again. Take the vacation you need. Take the time you need. Consult the people you need to consult. Because if not, your engine will break down. And that little knocking could turn into an explosion. It's your boy, Cousin Ed. I'm out of here. I love each and every one of you. Nothing you can do about it. Have a great day. Have a great week. I will see you on Wednesday. Might have something special for you on Wednesday. As always, I'm out of here. Peace. Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed.